I'm Gary Colley, evangelist of the Churches of Christ, and I did delight me again today, wherever you're listening, to have this means of opportunity of greeting you with the gospel of Christ. Why does God allow suffering and grief in the world? We've been discussing this and also looking at the instance concerning Lazarus and Mary and Martha. You remember that Jesus loved Lazarus, and yet Lazarus was sick, and Martha and Mary sent word unto the Lord. It was true that the Lord waited at least 2 days. And the reason for this was given by our Lord to the intent, he said, that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Well, when the disciples finally decided that Jesus was talking about Lazarus being dead, they were quite at a quandary. They didn't understand what the Lord was thinking about or what he meant. But you'll recall that Jesus did go to Bethany, and there he found Martha and Mary. Mary came to Jesus and fell down at his feet, saying, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus saw her weeping, the Bible said, the Jews also weeping that came with her, he groaned in his spirit, and he was troubled. Jesus said, where have you laid him? And they answered, come and see. One of the sweetest verses in the entire record of the Holy Writ is found in John 11:35. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, behold how he loved him. Some said, could not this man who opened the eyes of him that was blind have caused that this man also should not die? Jesus came to the tomb then, and the tomb, you know, was a cave, and there was a stone laid against that tomb. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. I believe it should be observed just momentarily here that they could take away the stone. That was within their power. But only the Lord could raise the dead. Martha said, Lord, by this time the body decayeth, for he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou believest, thou shouldest see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Jesus prayed to the Father, then cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. They could remove the grave clothes. They could loose him and let him go. They could also remove the stone from the grave. But remember, my friends, only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could impart life. Our Lord is a compassionate one, the compassionate Christ. It's shown to be here without a doubt. When he saw the widow of Nain also, you remember Luke 7:13? The Bible said he had compassion on her, and he said unto her, weep not. He wept over Jerusalem, according to Luke 19:41 and Matthew 23:37. He's concerned about the weary and the heavy laden. He said in Matthew 11:28-30, those who are weary and heavy laden with the burdens of this life and the burdens of sin, both he wants to relieve them of. He wants us to cast all of our care upon him. His deep and abiding compassion is so clearly evident as he ministers in behalf of Mary and Martha, the widow of Nain. He wept with those who wept, tears of real sympathy, even though he knew that he would raise Lazarus from the dead. Certainly grief and sorrow always touched his tender heart, and it should also ours. We'll have to continue our thoughts on the morrow concerning why God allows suffering and grief in the world. There are some reasons.